Well, hey guys, I was poking around in the vestry over there before first service today, and I found this poster. Maybe you've seen it before. Have you seen this poster before? This is a poster of a famous Oriole. I guess your pastor must like the Orioles to stick stuff back there. Here's a poster of a great baseball player, one of the greats, the real greats, Cal Ripken. He was famous not only for the amount of years that he played, but he was such a great defenseman and also with the bat. Well, you know, it made me start thinking about Cal Ripken and how he made the All-Star team about every single year, it seemed like. He was always on the All-Star team. You know, he'd always get selected. But you know, that got me to thinking, too, how hard it must be to make an All-Star team. What do you think you have to do to make an All-Star team? Anybody know?
You gotta know how to hit
really good. That's right. You gotta be a great hitter. You gotta be a good teammate. The fans have to love you from all over because they're the ones that vote you in. It's really hard to get on an All-Star team. Well, today in our readings, we heard about a Canaanite woman, a woman from a people that were enemies of God. And this woman came to Jesus asking to heal her daughter. And Jesus looked at her and said, well, you don't deserve that healing. And she said, yes, Lord, I don't deserve it like the people, your people of Israel do, but even the crumbs that fall from a table, the dogs get to eat. And Jesus looked at her and said, you have great faith. And he healed her daughter at that very moment. You know, it makes us think, how hard is it to get on God's team? You know, what do we have to come to God with to get on his team? Well, I certainly can't do enough good things to get on his team. I can't be good enough. I can't work hard enough. I can't run up to heaven and hand Jesus something to get into heaven. But you know what? He gives it to us as a free gift. He comes and he gives all people the opportunity to come to heaven, to know Jesus and believe in him. What a wonderful thing it is that Jesus, by dying and rising again and giving us faith to believe, has made us on his team. Will you pray with me? Let's pray. And I'll ask the congregation to echo my prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your love and choosing us to be on your team. Thank you for your grace and your mercy that come to us not because we deserve them, but by grace through faith. Amen. Well, thank you, guys. And as they head back to their seats, I think we sing the hymn of the day.